Republican lawmakers in the state have passed a bill requiring local notifications within 100 miles of refugee resettlement plans. We've made it to Friday. It's February 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, migrant farm workers in Wisconsin will have additional protections this year. Joe Schultz has more. And Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin filed a petition with the state Supreme Court. They say the state constitution protects a person's right to an abortion. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
After a heated debate, Republicans passed a bill requiring local governments to be notified within 100 miles of planned refugee resettlements. It's a response to anger from some in the Eau Claire area, where county board members said they were kept in the dark about plans to resettle 75 refugees there this year. On the state assembly floor yesterday, Representative Francesca Hong of Madison blasted the bill as xenophobic.
This is legislating hate. This is legislating discrimination, because what it is doing, it is mapping out a pathway to say no. It is mapping out a pathway to discriminate.
Republican Representative Dave Armstrong of Rice Lake pushed back and said the resettlement plans have been in the works for 2 years.
And this morning we had our first meeting at 10 o'clock in Barron County with World Relief saying, here's what we want to do. That's what this whole bill is about. They've got to notify people.
The bill passed on a party line vote and now heads to the governor's desk. Migrant farm workers in Wisconsin will have additional heat, health, and safety protections this year. As Joe Schultz reports, that's under revised administrative rules that took effect earlier this month.
The State Department of Workforce Development says it's the first significant update to migrant labor rules since 2007. The changes aim to provide protections related to transmissible diseases, heat stroke, and living conditions. Jose Martinez served on the Governor's Council on Migrant Labor. He helped work on the updated regulations.
We believe that these changes benefit the farm worker, and that's most important. It provides more consistency and ensures that there are measures in place for camp operators in campsites or in fields.
The heat rules require employers to develop a plan that allows workers to find shade and take breaks when temperatures are above 80 degrees. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Republicans have approved a proposed constitutional amendment that would exempt houses of worship from closing during future public health emergencies. The amendment would also mean they would not have to close their doors during events ranging from severe weather to political unrest. The plan is a response to the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, when gatherings of more than 10 people were prohibited. GOP Representative Ty Bowden of Hilbert said he wants to defend the separation of church and state.
Passing this bill will restore the constitutional right given to the citizens of Wisconsin by allowing those who wish to practice their faith, no matter their religion, even during a time of public health emergency, the ability to do so and practice freely.
Critics of the proposal say it could harm a community's ability to preserve public health. The proposal would need to pass the full legislature again next session before it could go to voters for a final approval. This week, Wisconsin high school students learned that they'll be guaranteed admission to UW-Madison if they're in the top 5% of their class. Corrine Hess talks to one student who now plans to attend the school.
16-year-old Amani Lewis hadn't put a ton of thought into which college she'll attend. That's not to say Lewis isn't focused. She has a 3.9 grade point average and a near-perfect score on the pre-ACT test. That puts her in the top 5% of her class at J.I. Case High School in Racine. Under a new law, she's one of about 3,000 high schoolers who will have a guaranteed spot at UW-Madison. Lewis says that makes her want to go.
I think I worked really hard throughout my high school years, and this would be an amazing opportunity to be able to go there because of how good my grades were during high school.
UW-Madison gets about 60,000 applications a year and admits about 8,000 new freshmen. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is asking the state Supreme Court to consider whether the Wisconsin Constitution protects a person's right to an abortion. The organization announced they were filing a petition with the court yesterday. Michelle Velasquez is Planned Parenthood's chief strategy officer. She says their legal argument centers around the inherent rights identified in the Constitution, which include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. She argues that also means bodily autonomy and the right to self-determination.
Other states, other countries, and the United Nations have all recognized these inherent rights. And we know that these rights cannot be realized if people do not have access to abortion and control over their own bodies.
In December, a Dane County judge ruled a 19th century state law bans feticide, not abortion. On Tuesday, the state Supreme Court was asked to hear an appeal in that case. Velasquez says Planned Parenthood's new petition is a separate legal argument that should also be taken up by the court. Coming up, we'll have an installment from the Home is Here project in today's episode of Wisconsin Life. The project amplifies the voices of the growing number of Black, Asian, Native American, and Hispanic residents who call northeastern Wisconsin home. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about being seen.
What's one of the best ways to combat hate? For Jesus Gregorio Smith of Appleton, it's to push back with love. He shares his story as part of the Home is Here project, which amplifies the voices of the growing number of Black, Asian, Native American, and Latino residents who call northeastern Wisconsin home.
I saw the sign up on Richmond Street in downtown Appleton, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It was just a sign flashing the F word, the one that rhymes with maggots. It was displayed across a business sign so everyone driving down the road could see it like it was nothing. All I could think about was how could this be possible? Those poor queer kids who already have a hard time with family, within themselves being gay or bi or trans, what happens when they see this sign spewing so much hate? I had to do something. I've experienced my fair share of hatred and bigotry throughout my life. I was born and raised in the little old town of El Paso, Texas. My father, Johnny Smith, is an African-American man who was born in the 1940s, during legal segregation. While Dad was stationed at Fort Bliss, he traveled to Juarez, Mexico, with his fellow soldiers for drinks and fun nights. It's there he fell in love with my mother, Sonia Smith. Once they were married, they had 5 mixed-race children. I'm the youngest of the 5. I had the luxury and honor of having 2 cultural backgrounds and influences in my life. But that luxury also had costs. I recall the first time I was ever called the N-word, and it was by Mexican folks. And I thought to myself, don't we all have it bad enough? Why are we picking on each other? I'll never forget the time my mother gave me this serious talk in first grade because she was embarrassed with how feminine I was as a child. In fact, the first person to ever call me the F-word was my mother. My father instilled a particular vision of Black masculinity that was meant to protect my brothers and I in the world. He stressed that I needed to get a good job in computers in order to be successful. As I got older, I hid my gayness and only pursued paths that would make my family proud, keep me hidden, and keep the comments about me to a minimum. But college didn't lead to a career in computers. Instead, I faced my fears and embraced my identity. I began empowering fellow members of the queer LGBTQIA community. Eventually, I got my PhD in sociology with a focus on race, sexuality, and masculinity. And that's what brought me to Wisconsin, a job at Appleton's Lawrence University as an assistant professor of ethnic studies. Which brings me back to that homophobic sign I saw in downtown Appleton. I didn't let the hate deter me. So when I decided to protest under the sign, I gave it up even more to be exactly what the sign said I was. I put on a purple wig, a rainbow shirt, white high heels, and danced around to Born This Way by Lady Gaga. I filmed a silly video and took a photo. The photo went viral on social media. Not too long after, numerous Appleton residents showed up to fight against the hate, resulting in it coming down. I took that viral image, put it on a shirt, and sold it, and raised $15,000 for the Sexual Assault Crisis Center. That is how you turn that hate into love. Through the process of finding oneself, embracing oneself, and living as one's authentic self, one can counter painful experiences and turn them into something different. I tried to hide myself from pain, but when I bravely faced it, I overcame it. It isn't easy, but I think we deserve to see a different world. Determining your own path, despite what others say, can help you break out of molds that confine you. I eventually embraced who I was and made a huge difference in people's lives, as well as my own.
Jesus Gregorio Smith is an associate professor of ethnic studies at Lawrence University. His story is part of the Home is Here project from the New News Lab, a local news collaboration in northeastern Wisconsin made of six media organizations, including WPR and the Green Bay Press Gazette. More information can be found at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCullum.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for being here and joining us for today's episode of Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Valerie Chang and John Davis were the people putting the show together behind the scenes today. Hope you have a great weekend. And by the way, if you see anyone, feel free to spread the word about the show. It always helps, and we do appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Monday.